Welcome to Real Talk with Megan Luscombe. I'm Megan, and I'll be your coach for the duration of this podcast. We're going to be diving into topics surrounding life, love, and the spaces in between. If you don't like swearing, I suggest you stop listening now because some of my podcasts do drop a few F-bombs. I specialize in no-bullshit commentary and real talk that aims to help you be your best you or have your best relationship. So, settle in, grab a coffee, and let's step into today's episode. A massive hello and good afternoon. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Real Talk with Megan Luscombe. If you don't already, I would love for you to come along and follow me on my social channels. I'm on Instagram at @MeganLuscombe_ and on Facebook as Megan.LuscombeAustralia. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and leave a review because I'd sure as hell appreciate it. And it is the only way my podcast increases in ranks and other people start to take notice and potentially listen. So I'm recording this podcast on April 1st of 2020, and the reason I'm saying the date is because you might be listening to this podcast sometime in the future, perhaps when this COVID pandemic is long gone, and I truly hope it is, but it's important you understand that this podcast and the information I'm talking about has been born out of this pandemic. So right now, Australia is in stage 3 lockdown, meaning we can go out for necessities like groceries, we can go to the pharmacy, two people are able to walk, you know, around the street together, you were able to exercise and obviously walk your dog by yourself in the morning, but that's about it. So we're not able to physically see or hug our friends or family unless we are already living with them. So basically we're spending 99.9% of our time at home. And I know based on working my field that when humans have too much time, they have a lot of time to overthink, and overthinking can trigger feelings of guilt because now that we've got so much time on our hands, surely we should be doing loads of things to fill that time. Productive things, life goal things, learning new things, right? Wrong. I've also noticed in my work with clients that people fill their time, and when I say fill their time, I mean they become busy to avoid what's going on in their heads. So being busy in this instance sort of works as a silencing technique, and it means people use being busy and distract themselves as a way to sort of run away from what's going on in their head. So for some of you who have extra time right now that isn't being consumed by your day jobs, you might be feeling a little different, and that's okay. This is completely new territory for you. Today, I want to give you 3 steps to remove this productivity guilt because, like I said, you might have some spare time right now, and if thoughts of guilt are creeping in, then I want to help you and I want to help you let them go. Now, the thing with society is that we've glorified being busy. We've made it something that people want to achieve. It's sort of this buzzword that people use, and we've made it so people feel that they need to spend their free time doing things that are productive. And sure, it's really cool to be productive on things when we want to, but it's not a measure of our worth, and it's certainly something we should not feel the need to occur all the time. But what is being busy? My definition of it will be different to yours, and yours will be different to your friends, and your friends will be different to their friends, and so on and so forth. For me, busy is when I have dedicated tasks that need to be finished between a certain time. So, for example, I could say that I'm busy when I have back-to-back clients between the hours of 8 to 5. However, that doesn't make my whole day busy. It's only between those times. So I say I'm busy in those times because my schedule's full and I'm unable to give any dedicated time to other things or to other people. But outside of those times, I don't sound busy. And when I'm not, I don't allow myself to jump into that spiral of guilt for not having my time filled with work projects or passion projects. So passion projects are things that you do because they're fun for you and they're things that you want to work on or achieve. Maybe a passion project would be writing a song, learning a language, painting, so on and so forth. I was thinking though, have you ever thought about what your definition of busy actually is? Chances are you probably never considered the question, and I want you to. I want you to because words have power, and when we use them repeatedly without having actual meaning or definition, they can create negative loops or patterns in our minds and obviously in our lives. Now, don't get me wrong, there are times when discipline is needed for us to get tasks done, but when all you have is time right now, and look, let's face it, a lot of us do, it's really important that you can get productivity guilt out of your head because it's not positively serving you. In fact, it's just you beating yourself up, and I really don't want that. So, how do we remove this productivity guilt? Step one, replace guilt with gratitude. You don't have a set schedule right now, and that means you've got time. So be thankful for having that time and not guilty for it. Guilt brings you into negativity, whereas gratitude brings you into positivity of being thankful. Thankful to have time to do whatever it is you want, and also whatever it is you don't want to do. So you can say yes to things and no to things. We want you to be grateful for that opportunity. Step two, go where your mind leads you. It's okay to change your mind throughout the day and want to do something and then not want to do it anymore. Maybe you wake up wanting to do something productive and then you want to stop and eat and then you might want to watch TV, then you might want to read a book, then you might want to FaceTime a friend, then you might want to get on Instagram, then you might want to read the paper online, then you might be productive again, then you might go for a run, whatever it is. Go where your mind leads you and be all there. Because right now what we're doing is introducing self-trust and trust in knowing that you are doing exactly what you need to in that time. Step three, see space and free time as necessities for inspiration and restoration. Right now, you have time and space to unpack things in your life. Are you happy in your work? Are you happy in your career? Are you happy in your relationship? Are you happy with what's going on in your house? Are you happy with yourself? We want you to get inspired for these things because if you want to make changes, right now you can think on everything with some space and clarity. And this is also a time for your brain to restore and recharge because our brain needs a break from time to time. So let your body restore. It's really, really important to allow these things to happen. And I hope these steps help you out because right now we're in uncertain times and the last thing I want is for you to be placing unnecessary guilt on yourself because you're not doing all the things all the time. Right now it's so important that you use all of this time that you have, if you do have a lot of time, as an opportunity for self. And that's whatever you want it to be. Remember, being productive and busy isn't how we should measure our worth, ever. Till next time, bye. If you like what you heard, I'd love for you to leave me a review. If you want to come follow me on socials, Instagram @MeganLuscombe_, Twitter @MeganLuscombe, Facebook @Megan.LuscombeAustralia.